poll, executives plan to use AI ChatGPT for tasks instead of hiring humans. By Lucas Nolan on February 27, 2023. According to a recent report, some companies have begun replacing employees with the woke AI tool ChatGPT developed by OpenAI. About half of surveyed executives at companies already using the AI chatbot say they are using the technology in place of human workers for some tasks. Fortune reports that earlier this month, the job advice platform ResumeBuilder.com surveyed 1,000 business leaders who use or plan to use the extremely left-leaning AI ChatGPT developed by OpenAI. The survey found that nearly half of the companies have implemented the chatbot, and approximately half that implemented it said they have already used it to replace workers at their companies. ResumeBuilder.com's chief career advisor Stacy Holler commented, "There is a lot of excitement regarding the use of ChatGPT. Since this new technology is just ramping up in the workplace, workers need to surely be thinking of how it may affect the responsibilities of their current job." The results of this survey show that employers are looking to streamline some job responsibilities using ChatGPT. Business leaders that are already using the AI tool told ResumeBuilder.com that their companies use the AI for a number of tasks including writing code, copywriting and content creation, customer support, and meeting summaries. 77% of the companies using ChatGPT say that they use it to help write job descriptions, while 65% use the tool to respond to applications. In a news release, ResumeBuilder.com wrote, "Overall, most business leaders are impressed by ChatGPT's work. 55% say the quality of work produced by ChatGPT is excellent, while 34% say it's very good." However, ChatGPT has a number of issues ranging from plagiarism to extreme bias. In a post to Substack, researcher David Rosado tested the political affiliations of the popular new chatbot ChatGPT. ChatGPT was developed by the AI research group OpenAI, founded by Sam Altman, Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, Reid Hoffman, and Jessica Livingston. Rosado stated in his latest analysis that his first study of ChatGPT appeared to show a left-leaning political bias embedded in the answers and opinions given by the AI. Rosado conducted another analysis after the December 15 update of ChatGPT and noted that it appeared as if the political bias of the AI had been partially mitigated and that the system attempted to give multiple viewpoints when answering questions. But after the January 15 update to the AI system, this mitigation appeared to have been reversed and the AI began to provide a clear preference for left-leaning viewpoints. Rosado then posted a number of political spectrum quizzes and graphs, which can be found on his Substack here. Even OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has warned that ChatGPT should not be relied on for anything important and has personally expressed concerns about the dangers posed by AI. Holler said in a statement, "Just as technology has evolved and replaced workers over the last several decades, ChatGPT may impact the way we work. As with all new technologies, companies' use of ChatGPT will be continuously evolving, and we are only at the onset. The economic model for using ChatGPT is also evolving. It will be interesting to see how this plays out in terms of savings as well as the reorg of certain jobs within the companies." Read more at Fortune here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.